Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is.
Pedro Fernandez.
Hey, Pedro, how you doing? And good evening to everybody out there listening to the show.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar sports pylon studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but hardly duplicated, 37 mil will make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your ever so modest host. When I say modest, hey, think caps. I'm a four-time Golden Glove champ and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So I bring a unique combination to the dance. But guess what? I'm not the average fight fan. I didn't buy the pay-per-view last week or check it out, the pay-per-view this week, because there's pay-per-views every week now in the world of boxing, whether you like freak shows or not. But the bottom line is all kinds of crazy stuff up on the internet. Jake Paul was winner, but more importantly, Tim Tszyu was the winner. Of course, I'm talking about Brian Mendoza going down under to Australia, taking on Tim Tszyu. Tim Tszyu being the undefeated son of Kosh Tszyu, the former world junior welterweight champion. But I thought Tim might have been a bit more hype than he was actually, because right now, I have to tell you, he's probably the best junior middleweight in the world. That's right, and I'm talking about Jermell Charlo as well. Of course, Jermell Charlo now 35-2-1. Of course, that loss to Canelo Alvarez a fortnight ago, where he never stepped forward. He never tried. He never tried. Think about that, folks. When you get into a 12-round fight and you never take a step forward, you're the bigger guy naturally. You're the bigger guy. Height, reach, size, the whole nine yards. Everything but the intestinal fortitude or the nuts. You know what I'm talking about? The stones. He didn't have the stones. He didn't have the intestinal fortitude to step forward. Jermell Charlo is a chicken spit. And you know when I say spit on the show, I mean spit with an H. Bottom line is he's a disgrace to boxing. He should retire, as well should his brother. And guess what? But just to show you how nice I am to the Charlo brothers, I'm going to dedicate a whole segment to them a little bit later in the show. After the break, we're going across the pond to bring on Sir Kenneth Rainford. Of course, I keep trying to tell King Charles to make this guy a knight, but he's not listening to me. So straight up, Sir Kenny Rainford on the other side of the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network. Of course, live on Veev TV and WBC TV, the Facebook page.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks. Daily fantasy sports made easy.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
This is J.D. Sharp. I've been developing a revolutionary sports handicapping service, and you can be a part of the beta. Sign up at BetUS.com with a deposit of as little as $50 and use the promo code SHARPBETTING. Email a screenshot of your account to WorldwideSharp@gmail.com and I'll reply personally with my plays. My NFL record this season was an industry best 72-33, and this is the only way to know all my plays the moment I make them. Let's keep making money together.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Tower of Power back from the break. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Although I don't like Elon Musk, and I booed him when I saw him about 8 months ago in person at the Dave Chappelle show. But the bottom line is you can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it across the pond, of course, to the UK and bring in Sir Kenneth Rainford. Kenny, how are you today, sir?
I'm good. Finally got to speak to you. Life's good. Life's great.
Well, you know, I got to ask you, is there some type of conspiracy going on here? Skype wasn't working. Instagram wasn't. All kinds of ways to contact you, man. Everything was falling apart.
I just don't know what was going on. When it was ringing just then, I couldn't even hear it ringing. But well, I'm glad I got to speak to you.
All right. Now, let's just check in on the knighthood now. Has the king called you?
Not yet, but I'm waiting.
Okay, because, you know, I put heat on the birthday boy a couple of weeks ago, John Stracy. I'm putting all kinds of heat on him. He's got a direct line to the king.
I'm sure he has.
He does. Let's talk about the heavyweight division now. Of course, Tyson Fury will be the linear heavyweight champion, although he hasn't fought anybody worth a note in a long time. And, of course, Oleg Usyk, who has a few belts as well, and coming off that Danny Dubois performance about a month ago. In your mind, has this fight lost value because of the fact that Usyk punked out in that fight and that referee sort of helped him?
Well, yeah, somewhat. And we've got the Ngannou fight, which I'm going to be attending. I fly out to Saudi to watch the fight.
Cool.
I'm going out. Well, what I did, the promoter, I got him, Larry Holmes, Mike Spinks, Buster Douglas, Tim Witherspoon, and a few others to attend the fight. They're all going out there to attend the fight. So I'm going over to assist.
Time out. And you didn't get me on that. You didn't say, you know what, I need to bring over the former North American Boxing Writer of the Year. You host the show, blah, blah. He's my man, Pedro Fernandez. You couldn't get me a check? I mean, it sounds like you got all these guys a check. Am I right?
I got him a big check.
Exactly. I don't have to have a big check. I'm a little guy.
Yeah, we're going to get you for the Usyk fight. Don't worry about that.
And I'll tell you, the one time I did go to Dubai one time, and I was there for like 10 days. I was sick the entire 10 days. And all I saw in Dubai was women with burqas, sexy burqas, but they were burqas, and hookers. That's all there was as far as the women were concerned. Outside of the Filipinos working in the hotels, it was hookers and burqas. That's all there was in Dubai.
Really? I've never been there, so I don't know. I'm about to find out.
All right. But let's go back to Tyson Fury now. He's going to do. Is he a decent? Is he training for this guy? I mean, is he taking this seriously?
I'm told he's training diligently. He's had a long camp. I'll see for myself when I get out there. But the thing is like he's done something wrong in the history of boxing. I was dying to get on your show a couple of weeks ago because I was one of the first to find out about the Usyk fight being made long before it went to press. But the thing is the one fighter that springs to mind who plotted a fight ahead of a scheduled fight and he ended up losing it, getting a broken jaw, which was Muhammad Ali. I don't like these situations where they overlook an opponent. I mean, Francis Ngannou on paper shouldn't win, but he's a dangerous guy. And you know, I'm hearing all kinds of stuff that the stuff you're seeing on YouTube, the propaganda stuff, and being slow and like he's fighting in treacle and stuff. It's not right.
Yeah, Kenny, fights aren't made on paper. Fights are made in the ring. And if this, you know, I mean, this guy is, it has got a set of stones on him. He isn't afraid of anybody. I don't think he'll be stepping forward. Tyson Fury isn't the biggest puncher in the world. And he's been hit with 4-ounce gloves. Not that he's been hit with by an accomplished boxer before, but he's been hit with 4-ounce gloves. So I sort of think he's going to hold up better than people give him credit. Better than people anticipate.
I do too. And you know, the Usyk fight's what, 2 months after this fight. You know, he ends up going 8-10 hard rounds with this guy. You know, is he going to be ready in 8 weeks to fight Usyk? I'd say yes, because I think Usyk's vastly overrated anyway.
And plus, and here's what's up. The 8 rounds, if he isn't in shape, the 8 rounds, if he does goes eight rounds and wins, he gets in shape.
Correct. It's a win-win situation. But like I said, you know, I know for a fact Tyson Fury's working on his body shots for Usyk, because we now know categorically that Usyk cannot take a body shot like a heavyweight should do.
No, but he can act. He deserves an Emmy Award for that act job. He was the star, and he had a co-star, and the co-star was Luis Pabon, the referee. If those guys – listen, nobody wanted to see – I was going to go into this a little bit later, but Kenny's here. Nobody wanted to see Danny Dubois, the heavyweight champion. Nobody wanted to see Bert Cooper, the heavyweight champion, when he had Evander Holyfield and all that trouble at the Omni. Remember that?
Oh, yeah, what a great fight.
I mean, but Bert Cooper, I mean, Mills Lane could have stopped that fight. He could have stopped it, but if he'd have stopped it, the boxing establishment would have handed the title to a crackhead. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I think they sort of like gave him the benefit of the doubt there. And I think that they gave, Usyk got the benefit of the doubt because he's the guy. He's a house guy.
Yeah, correct. You know, he's going to step into now what's going to be the richest title fight in history. He's going to go all the way to the bank. He'll never need to fight ever again. It's all the cards have fell for Usyk. It's a win-win situation no matter what, you know.
Okay, word has it Usyk will make enough money to supply the Ukrainian army with arms. Of course, they're having problems here in the United States getting funding for the Ukrainian army. You know, Kenny, it blows me away that people in this country, and I'm an old man now, but when I grew up in the Soviet Union, we used to have these bomb raids on every couple of weeks in school. We'd get under the desk, things like that, because we were scared the Russians were going to bomb us and that kind of stuff. And now people are like in love with the Russians. And Putin's the most evil man on the planet. And yet I'm telling you, there's about 25% of the country here that would blow Putin if they got the chance. The United States, I'm serious.
Listen, Pedro, you know yourself. You know what you're talking about. This. These people who run the countries, it's a political game. It's all about money. These people can be taken out any time they want to take them out. They choose not to because they choose to deal with the devil. They know that the devil they don't know. It's crazy. The way the world is at the moment, it's just horrendous.
Okay, no doubt about that. Now, let's talk about I'm going to put you on the spot here. Let's talk about Fury as far as his drug use is concerned. I mean, he's been popped for steroids. That's why he couldn't fight in the UK for a while. Was that true? Somebody sent me that. Is that true? Was he suspended in the UK for steroids?
I've not had that categorically told me. I heard the rumor. So I can't I can't honestly answer that is my answer to that.
Okay. Who is the best fighter in the UK right now, pound for pound? Who would be the face of British boxing?
You'd probably have to say Fury.
Okay. After him? I mean, because it boils down to, Kenny, what have you done for me lately? And he hasn't done spit since fighting Wilder.
he hasn't done nothing. But like you say, he's made that name for himself off the Wilder fights.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say that, you know, he's gone into the lion's den. I mean, love him or hate him, I mean, we know exactly what he is. As regard, he's a fringe legend fighter. He's not a legendary fighter. He's a fringe legendary fighter. But what he did with Wilder, going into the back garden and beating, you know, at the time that the biggest punching heavyweight in around, to take your hat off to him. But like you see, as you've said, he's not busy enough. He's not charismatic. He's he's going to be Ngannou. He's going to be Ngannou by size. He mauls on people. He's a big guy to be lying on. And
he's got a big ass.
He's
got a body almost like a woman. His ass is bigger than his shoulders. He sort of goes out at the hips.
Correct. This is it. He's everything a fighter isn't.
And he's 6'9".
And he is 6'9" as well. He may even be 6'9½". I've stood next to him. He's a giant.
Okay. Tommy Fury was on YouTube last night and won a 6-round decision over somebody named KSI or something like that. Can Tommy Fury fight?
No.
Okay. All right. It takes care of that without a doubt. As far as the UK is concerned, Jack Catterall is going to take on Jorge Linares. Linares has lost 3 in a row. Is Catterall, was he a flash in the pan? Because I thought he was really, really, like when he beat Josh Thompson, didn't get the call. It hasn't really done anything since then. But is Jack Catterall just, did he just pull it off that one night, or has he got some real skill?
I'd say it was a one night stand, but we'll wait and see.
Okay.
You know, some of these fighters, you know, there's been guys that fought in lower levels and just scraped through, but then when the big fight comes along, they just dig deep and find something that's been hidden in the locker, waiting to come out.
Okay. I'm going to leave you with this last question here. If you had a 12-year-old boy right now, would you encourage him to box?
No.
Wow. Why?
Because the game isn't what it was in my day, even, let alone the days before. The training seems to be all, I don't know, it seems to be so...
There's no teachers left.
No teachers left. There's no teachers left. I mean, you know, my great amateur trainer sadly passed away a number of years ago, about 8 years ago now, and he was like a Customato aged fighter when I was a young kid, and his knowledge was unbelievable. But there was no one to pass it down to that would sponge it up like he did in his day. So the trainers now are very, I don't know, they're very amateurish, I think is the word. They're not professional about it. I mean, you know, my trainer used to have us chopping wood, you know, hill sprints. All this, everything's done now in a gym. Everything's done on these pulleys and weights and running machines and stuff like that. And I don't think it conditions you to. I think it's easier to run in a gym than to put your winter weather clothing on and run out in the ice and cold. And I think that itself hardens you up.
There you have it, folks. Sir Kenneth Rainford of the UK. Kenny, have a great day. I know you got things to do. Hug your daughter. We'll talk soon.
Look forward to it.
The great Kenneth Rainford, Sir Kenneth Rainford. Yes, King Charles, to answer my calls.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
When I retire from boxing, I really don't know. I want to say something right here. You all might, this might make you all think. Life is not really long. Let's say the average person 30 years old. If you're 30 years old, you are not but about 7 years old. How can I prove it? Add up all the 7, 8, 9 hours you slept for 30 years. Out of 30 years, out of all the nights, last night when you went to bed and woke up this morning, you don't remember a thing. You've been unconscious for about 8 years. If you're 30 years old, you slept about 8 years. Okay. How much traveling have you done in 30 years? The television station to home, to another country, to another city, to school, to church. You've probably traveled 2 years your life or spent just getting back and forth to where you're going. So there's 8 years of sleeping, 2 years of traveling, there's 30 years out of your life before you accomplish anything. How long do you sit in school? In America, we stay in school from the 12th grade to, from the first grade to 12th grade. Same here?
Yeah, virtually.
6 hours a day?
Yeah.
6 hours a day for 12 years, break it down, you sit in a classroom for 3 years without leaving. Okay, 2 years of traveling, 8 years of sleeping, 3 years of school. How many movies have you went to? How many wrestling matches? How much entertainment? How many movie theaters, live plays, baseball games? Probably 2 years of entertainment. So by the time a man, you older people know him, bear witness what I'm saying, by the time you have children, by the time you have made a way for your children, by the time you've paid for your home, you're pushing 60 years old. So life is real short. So you add up all your traveling, add up all your sleeping, add up all your school, add up all your entertainment, you've probably been half your life doing nothing. So what am I, I'm 35 years old, 30 more years, I'll be 65. We don't have no more influence. We can't do nothing much at 65. Your wife will tell you that. So what I'm saying, when you're 65, ain't too much more to do. So did you know I'll be 65 in 30 more years? In those 30 years, I have to sleep 9 years. I don't have 30 years of daylight. I have to travel back to America, take 6, 7 miles. All my traveling, and probably 4 years of traveling in the next 30 years, about 9 years of sleeping, television, movies, entertainment, about 3 years of entertainment. Out of 30 years, I might have about 16 years to be productive. So it's how we can all break individual lives down.
The greatest of all time, of course, born Cassius Clay in 1942. Of course, he changed his name in 1964. Became Muhammad Ali, of course, the heavyweight champion of the world, taking out Sonny Liston. Of course, history, without Muhammad Ali, as far as sports are concerned, I think the sports world would have been a totally different place, no doubt about that. He did set precedent, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Let's take it down under, of course. Let's go to Australia. Of course, last night, the WBO 154-pound champion was on display. I'm talking about Tim Zhu, of course, a young man that I thought was a whole lot of hype. I mean, he's the son of Kasia Zhu, and, they send guys down to Australia, and guys don't win in Australia. It's like a jinx place for Americans to go. With the exception of Calvin Grove going down there and beating Jeff Fennec, I think nobody wins really. I take it back. Devin Haney went down there and beat Kambosos twice, but you really can't talk about that because Kambosos never really was world class. How he beat Teofimo Lopez still is beyond me. Anyway, but the bottom line is, when you go down to Australia, spit happens. And spit on this show, when I say spit, it means spit with an H. It just does. I mean, somehow, you're not able to put forth your 200%, your 150%. You sort of like put forth a little less than that. But the bottom line is, Brian Mendoza tried last night. He was just the inferior fighter. He was the second-rated fighter compared to Tim Zhu. Tim Zhu, of course, still undefeated. Scores went something like 116-111, 116-112, and 117-111. I got to tell you, like, the fan, I think the fans had it 150-113. I had it 8-4 in rounds. And when I look back at the fight, I guess, it was all over about the seventh, eighth round. The fat lady had not sung yet, but we were waiting for her. I mean, that's how one side of the fight was, I thought, as far as momentum was concerned. I mean, each time that Brian Mendoza would land, he would land, like, awkward punches, and really didn't have a whole lot of power behind it. But the bottom line is, Tim Zhu came to fight, and at the end of the fight, this is who he was calling out.
Tim Zhu, you said that you didn't feel any different being a world champion, but now that you've won a fight and you've defended your belt, do you feel different?
Charlo, where you at? Where you at, buddy?
What do you think Jermell Charlo would have thought watching that performance?
He'll probably, in his delusional head, he'll probably think that he's going to beat me. Come get it. Come get it.
Do you think he will come get it?
Yeah, for sure, man. He fought Canelo, man. Best pound-for-pound fighter in the world, you know. And I think now, let's prove he is the best 154, but let's prove it to everyone who is really the king of the division.
Wow, Tim Zhu, of course, the undefeated last still WBO champion after that 12-round decision last night over Brian Mendoza. As I said, when I fought in other states, I never won decision. It was you had to, like, not almost knock people dead 10 times to win in other states, other jurisdictions. So I get that. But somehow going to the other countries and eating other people's food and the different time zones, especially when you go to Australia and or parts of Asia, it's like another day. So the bottom line is, it throws your time schedule off. But all excuses aside, Tim Zhu was a better fighter last night, no doubt about that. Now, and of course, he was calling out the Charlo brothers, actually Jermell Charlo, of course, the guy that lost a 12-round decision, 119-109, 119. Bottom line is, one judge gave him 1 point, another judge gave him 2 points, and another judge gave him 1 point. I'm talking about Jermell Charlo. He didn't deserve any points. He went 12 rounds. He never asserted himself. He never tried to win. And, of course, he's 35-2-1, 19 knockouts. Of course, last time he defended his title, I think, was in 2022, May of 2022. His brother, Jermall Charlo, the undefeated former middleweight champion of the WBC, I don't know if they still recognize him or not, but the bottom line is, he's like 32-0 with like 22 knockouts or something like that, but he hasn't fought in like a year and a half or 2 years. And take that back, June of 2021, so better than 2 years. So the Charlo brothers have made a lot of money, but they're taking up space. That's all it is. They're taking up space. Now, of course, Tim Zhu wants to lure him down to Australia. Probably not going to happen. I don't think that Al Haymon will put his boy down there in Australia. No way, no how. No, I mean, maybe he would, but Al Haymon is the guy behind the Charlo brothers, and the Charlo brothers, it's time to let them go. The best part of the Charlo act was the mom. She just was. I mean, she was like, like Jerry Tarkanian ringside. I mean, he was a former coach of the Las Vegas Bulldogs. But the bottom line is, UNLV. But the bottom line is, she was ringside. She was there. She was into it. And not too much lately. Not too much. I haven't seen too much of her. But the bottom line is, at the end of the night, I think the Charlo brothers have both extended, overstayed their welcome here in the sport of boxing. They just have. I mean, he scored all that money a few weeks ago, the best fighter pound for pound. Canelo Alvarez is not the best fighter pound for pound. If he was, he would have took out Charlo, because Charlo didn't offer any resistance. Let me tell you, let me put me in the ring with a guy that's basically going to be a punching bag. He didn't throw any punches back. Canelo had nothing to worry about. I mean, not even slightly. He could have turned his, Canelo could have turned his back and maybe Charlo wouldn't have done nothing. That's how not into the fight Charlo was. He wasn't there to fight. He was there to go 12 rounds, 36 minutes, and get paid. At one point in time, you're a professional fighter. You're in it. You have to say, I need to step forward here. I need to do something. I never went into a fight. I never went into a fight being scared that somebody was going to whoop me really bad. I never had that feeling. And even when I stepped up and weight, I never really had that feeling, okay? I never went into the ring scared of anybody. But without a doubt, Jermell Charlo was scared of Canelo Alvarez. He never initiated anything. Of course, now him and his brother, WBC champion, as I said, they need to just pack it up and go away. They could have done some good things down there in the Houston area, the Dallas area, as far as drawing big crowds are concerned, but it just didn't happen. And I think they've overstayed their welcome without a doubt. Now, as far as Tim Zhu replacing the Jermell Charlo as the 154-pound linear champion, I think there's a good shot at that. I mean, last night I was impressed with the fact that he threw combinations. He threw a jab. He threw a couple right-hand leads. I mean, he worked the body a little bit. I mean, Tim Zhu did everything he needed to win last night and impress people in going 12 rounds against Brian Mendoza. As far as Mendoza is concerned, he's going to always be the second guy. He's never going to be on top. I thought he had a chance last night if he would have initiated himself and tried to make it a fight, try to make a fight of a fight with him, okay? He would have got Tim Zhu and maybe taken Tim Zhu out of his element, but he couldn't. Zhu was in his element all night long. As I said, the fat lady was ready to sing about the 7th or 8th round. So that was a good win, no doubt about that. Now, a fight that I was really upset about last night, and I can't fight, I'll go to it after the break, was one of the undercard fights. Another bad decision in boxing, man. I don't know why boxing's got so many bad decisions. I mean, bad decisions are going to ruin the sport. That and the fact nobody wants to fight you. I'm talking about Nathaniel May losing a decision to Jackson John England. It was a split decision over 10 rounds. I mean, talk about a heist. Holy cow, only in Australia. Next up on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV will be the great Tommy D. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair, when you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, sports fans. You love Wrestling Observer Live? Can't get enough of it? Well, now you can get it delivered directly to your computer every week, automatically, so you can listen when and where you want, as many times as you want, on your PC or on your iPod. Just go to sportsbyline.com and click on the Get Podcast button and have your weekly Dave Meltzer wrestling fix delivered free. Visit sportsbyline.com today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
For the number, Zoo is now 24-0-17. Mayan Berdozo drops to 22-3-16. Wax, he did not see the importance in stepping forward last night. He tried, but I guess he didn't have the intestinal. Actually, he didn't have the style to beat Tim Zoo, and I keep making excuses for Brian Mendoza because I picked Brian Mendoza to win the fight. Of course, there was a middleweight clash last night, I believe, on ESPN. Of course, we're talking about WBO world champion Janibek. We'll just call him Janibek. We're not going to go into his last name because it's a pain in the ass. He's Janibek is 15-0 now, 10 KOs, took the belt of the IBF title holder, Vincenzo Gualtieri. He's 21-1-1 now, 7 KOs with a 6-round TKO on Saturday night. Now, I got to ask you, Tommy D., guy's got 21 fights, 23 fights, 7 KOs. Why is he fighting? How could he be world champion?
Well, because you have two other champions that are not fighting. You know, you have one, Jermall Charlo, who's hasn't fought in like 2.5 years. And then you have the WBA champion, Lara, who hasn't fought in about a year and a half.
Yeah, but I'll do respect to Lara. Lara's collecting his Social Security, so leave him alone.
Okay. Hey, if that works for him, then it works for him, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. But let's talk about Janibek. Is he going to be the guy at 160?
I think right now he is the guy. I don't see any other guys that could give him comp. I have three guys that I think that are worthy opponents. You know, you have Carlos Adames. Mm-hmm. You know, he's been in a nice little winning streak. He's good. He can punch. You know, Dominican fighter. He just stopped J-Rock Julian Williams his last fight, and you know he had another stoppage against Juan Montiel in the third round before that. So I like him. You know, there's Chris Eubank, but Chris Eubank's not looking for any title. He's looking for a big money fight. I think he's looking to fight Conor Benn, which I think is a joke. And then my surprise guy that I think that may be the guy is Elijah Garcia. You know, he fought on the undercard of the Charlo fight, and he beat Jose Armando Lazendis. So those are my three guys that I think that were the opponents for Janibek. I won't say his last name as well because it's tough.
Say it 10 times.
I can say Janibek.
No, no, here's what's up. I would like Larry Merchant to try that one on.
I would like to hear him try it as well.
I would like to see. Because they had those. Listen, the HBO crew had those names down.
Yeah, they have to practice it over
no,
and over.
No, I don't
and
I'm care, assuming, you know, man. I don't care how much you got to practice. They send you some guy's name like a month before, and you got to de-scramble it. Ah, anyway, I was thinking of Larry Merchant, Harold Letterman. We talked about Harold Letterman with Larry last week, but Jim Lampley, the entire crew, Roy Jones, Emmanuel Stewart, man, that was probably the best broadcast crew in history.
Yeah, they were pretty awesome. I like when they used to butt heads. Even when Roy Jones was on there, I like when they used to like butt heads. And George Foreman was there too, and they used to bump heads, you know, a lot too. You know, George Foreman and Roy Jones, I think, pulled the fighter card on Larry a few times, saying, "You've never been in the ring, so you wouldn't know." Like, which I thought was kind of they did that a few times in the broadcast.
But, yeah, but check this out. Nobody ever challenged. None of those guys ever challenged Mayweather when he was pound for pound. Larry did, sort of.
Yeah, he did in the ring. Yeah, he said, "If he was 50 years younger, I'd whip your." Well, Larry Merchant's from Philly, so you know he's got a little, you know, a little heart there. So.
Originally from the Big Apple, but definitely got some Philly blood after spending 20 years, I think, yeah, with the Philadelphia Inquirer. Jermell Charlo, let's go back to 154 pounds, 35-2-1, 19 KOs. You know, he's probably his biggest win was maybe against Austin Trout. You know, and his last fight, I think, was with Juan Montiel. That was in 2021. I mean, do you really think after making all that money, he's going to sweat down to 154 again? I don't think so.
I wouldn't hold my breath either on what he does. I mean, he made it look like he was going to go in there and hurt Canelo. He did nothing. Like, why should we ever believe him again?
I'm going to kick his ass. I'm going to boom. Yeah. I'm going to retire him. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm the Lion.
He said he for the culture. He's going to do it for the culture. Well, I don't know what culture he was doing it for.
Well, the only thing he said that was partially correct, he said he was the Lion. What he meant was, I'd be lying. The Mexicans aren't saying too much about it. You know, the Mexican fight fans, they aren't bragging about Canelo beating this guy, the guy up. They're not bragging too much about it. If it had been a significant win, the Mexican fans would have been all over me this weekend. They weren't.
No, they weren't. I mean, it's a name guy. You know, he's undisputed at 154. But other than that, you know, it wasn't a fight that anybody should be proud of, you know.
Okay. So, has boxing gone global? And the reason why I bring that up is that the United States wasn't thought too much of last night during the Tim Zoo Brian Mendoza broadcast, the fact that he came on close to 1 o'clock in the morning here as far as the East Coast was concerned. So obviously they really don't care too much about the American fight fan anymore. Maybe show. I'm telling you, that's the truth. I mean, you put the Era fight in East Coast at 1 o'clock in the morning, you're not going to get a whole lot of people to watch it. But the bottom line is Showtime went with that. Is that because they do so much better numbers in other parts of the world that they don't need the United States anymore?
It's tough. I think it's yes and no. I mean, you know, and it has been, it's been gone global for a while. But a lot of the big fighters and the guys that are really stepping up and fighting for championships are the guys outside the United States. Right. You know, they you know, last night, the main event was Janibek. Janibek was the main event. And I mean, the fight was in Texas, but, you know, he's from Kazakhstan. So.
Okay. Who are Tommy D? He's a shot caller here on Sunday, folks. He's our shot caller. Bottom line is, when you look at the best fighter pound for pound or the face of boxing, is there a face of boxing right now? Is there a fighter that stands out, says pounds on his chest, and deserves to get that mantle as being the baddest mofo around?
I think right now, in my opinion, there is no face of boxing. I think the closest guy to it right now would be Tank Davis.
Gervonta
Tank Davis.
I fell in love with him not for his fighting style, but for his vocal response to Rolly Romero wearing that fur jacket. It was 115. Hey, Bailey, it was 115 degrees in Vegas, right? And Rolly Romero's wearing this double bad fur jacket. I mean, like with a big fur collar and all this kind of good stuff. And Tank says, it's hot as a mo here, bro.
Yeah, that was crazy. Rolly's not the sharpest tool in there.
Doesn't have to be sharp, man. He's entertaining. Boxing needs personalities. I mean, Rolly Romero played the bad guy role in a couple of fights. Maybe he'll do it a couple more times. The bottom line is, we need those guys. Boxing needs personalities, bro. Especially right now.
Yeah, I agree. Especially when you don't have the top guys fighting each other, you need guys like that to sell the fights, promote the fights. You know, somebody you need somebody that's colorful, that's going to grab your attention. You know, so yeah, Rolly's good. Rolly's good for boxing right now. I like him. He's funny. He's entertaining. You know, in the ring, not so much. But you know, outside the ring and up the leading up to fights, yeah, Rolly's good to watch.
But he goes down in flames. It's not like he goes out there like me and says, "Yeah, I'm out of here," and just lays down.
No, he doesn't. And he gave a good effort versus Tank Davis. You know, he fought better than what I thought he would until he got caught. You know, but then his last performance, you know, he got a gift. So,
okay, if Brian Mendoza was as focused as he could be last night, and he was the inferior of the second fight, I mean, he was inferior to Tim Zoo without a doubt. Does that make Tim Zoo the best in the world, beating Brian Mendoza?
I don't think so. I mean, he's a top guy. You know, he's a champion now. He's a WBO champion. But I don't see him as a top guy. And you know, he's fought maybe only one time in the United States. So let's see bring him over here. He said he wants to fight in Vegas. He called out Charlo last night. You know, let's see what he does here in the States. The last time he was here in the States, he won, but he was also knocked down in that fight. So.
Okay, you know what? I made a mistake on the Charles ability. Jermall Charles, the 160-pound guy, hasn't fought since 2021, and his big names on his resume were Austin Trout and J-Rock Williams, and that was in 2016. So what have you done for me lately? The Charlo brothers, nothing but take the money and run.
Absolutely. Take the money and run, and now he's going to fight what? Jose Benavidez, who another guy that hasn't fought in like a little bit over a year. I mean, it's a joke. He should be fighting Caleb Plant after Caleb Plant, you know, slapped the life out of him. So,
to me, I mean, that was humiliating. I'll say just like, he got bitch slapped. I mean, you just don't. Nobody comes up to you in public, bam, just bitch slaps you when you're talking smack. You know what I'm saying? You got to do something in return. All Charlie did was get security.
Get security and bark. You know, and I think a lot of that has to do with that he knew he was in the wrong. You know, I think Plant told him stop touching his face, and he tested him, and he got tested right back. So
okay, this is the same Charlo, of course, has had some felony charges, felony assault charges. I don't know if they're still pending. I think they were dropped. Then he had the the beef where he got into where he stole some money or he pulled some fraud on a waitress in a restaurant with a bad credit card and this kind of stuff. And he was booked for that. I think they might have dropped the charge on that. But the bottom line is the guy's an unsavory dude.
Yeah, he's not straight ahead. And then what about all the times he's been in the at fights? Watching fights and getting into problems with fighters. He had a problem with Jared Hurd, you know, where they got into like a little scuffle. He had a problem with Benavidez at one time in front of Benavidez's wife and child. So, I mean, both Charlos, they've been, but more Jermall lately than anything. I mean, his head is not in the right place, I don't think.
October 27th, ESPN Plus is going to bring us Bamba Gonzalez, Gerardo Zabate for the WBL light flyweight title. I don't get off on 108-pound fighters unless they name Michael Carbajal or Humberto Chiquita Gonzalez, because I don't think they really deliver entertainment. I mean, this is a couple of jockeys fighting. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. I really haven't paid much attention to the lower divisions. I mean, except for, you know, the 122 and up, maybe, you know, with Monster. But anything below 122 doesn't really have my interest at the moment.
Okay, who was a lightweight fighter? Was it Foster that fought last night? Or Davis, Dave. One of the
Keyshawn Davis fought. Yeah, he fought Albright. You know, he looked good. He made, you know, it was a good fight. The guy was there to fight. It was a close decision. He won majority decision. I thought the score was a little off. I thought he won clearly. He won at least, you know, 6 to 7 rounds clearly. But it was a competitive fight. He got a good beard. Albright landed a couple good shots. He took them well, but he landed over 50% of his shots, Keyshawn Davis. So. Okay.
The 28th on DAZN, of course, the most expensive thing on TV. Is DAZN more, I got to ask the impeccable one, is DAZN more expensive than porn? Because it's more expensive than Netflix. Is it more expensive than Netflix?
Yeah, it's a...
Tommy, I'm asking you.
No, I don't understand why they charge so much. I mean, they have NFL games now, and they have a little bit of soccer, if that, you know, floats your boat. But yeah,
27. The 27. They're going all female. Amanda Serrano, of course, maybe the pound for pound best women's fighter out there, the undisputed world's featherweight champion, of course, 126 pounds, taking on Daniela Ramos. They're going to go a 3-minute round instead of a 2-minute round. And I always thought the 2-minute round was an advantage to women because it gave them less time to throw punches. I mean, it made the fights more exciting.
Yeah, it did. But I like the 3-minute rounds. I mean, especially
wait till you start watching them, bro. When those chicks start dogging it down the stretch, when chick fights start getting those slow, watch.
I think it'll be more entertaining. It depends on the fighter, right?
They just can't sustain it. They can't sustain it. I'm telling you, 3-minute rounds. I just think you're asking too. Listen, in women's basketball, the hoop is shorter. In women's golf, the holes are shorter. In women's tennis, the course is smaller. I think in women's boxing, the gloves should be lighter and the round should be 2 minutes. Just my personal opinion.
Yeah, that I agree with. I think the gloves should be lighter. I think we'll see more exciting fights and maybe more stoppages. If the gloves were a little lighter. Yeah, that I do agree with. Okay. But I believe they were 12 rounds also, not 10. That's another thing that they do.
You know, here's what, she's 34 years old. She's had a lot of miles on her body, man. This is not a good thing for a woman, I don't think. I mean, she's made a lot of money now. She's made over $1 million in one fight, 250 grand another. So she's got some coin. She should think about getting away.
I think so, too. I think she's just trying to set trends. I think she's trying to be a trendsetter, and I think after that she should retire, because she has been in a lot of rounds. The last, like, 3 years, she's been in some big fights.
The great Tommy D, he calls the shots on Sunday. Tommy D, have a good week.
All right, you too, bro. Take care.
Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just before the fight, I'm looking at him. I said, sucker, you are in trouble tonight. You are fighting the greatest fight of all times. You heard I was the greatest. Like you just said, you heard this, now you see it. I said, you said I was the greatest, but you're going to see. I'm fast, sucker. I'm going to burn you up. You're fighting your idol. I talked through the whole fight. I said, come on, sucker. I said, show me something. They told me you could hit hard. You're just a sissy. Come on, sucker. Show me something. Oh, I grabbed his head sometimes, and I said, look at you. Round 7. And you're tired. You have 8 more rounds to go. And he's just throwing them. He's breathing. I said, oh, you finished, boy. You are in trouble. I said, you don't have but 2 chances, slim and none.
Slim and None. Of course, that's what Don King said about a couple of guys. You got two chances of Slim and None, and Slim just left town. Now, I got to mention this. I'm driving by Newman's Gym in the Tenderloin here in San Francisco on Leavenworth and 80, right? So there's a jaywalker coming across the street. And, you know, usually I want to run these guys over because you don't want to stop for these people in the Tenderloin. You just want to stop. But he had a brick in his hand. So with this brick in his hand, I said to myself, you know, probably better I stop, right? So I stop, and I let this guy across the street with the brick in his hand, and he took the brick, and he threw it through somebody's window. It wasn't mine, but had I challenged him, or had I moved up on him, bought him on his, I might have been eating a brick. And speaking of eating a brick, get this. On Thursday, I'm driving my car on Highway 101 northbound here in San Francisco near SF General, and the motor stops. I say to myself, hey, what's going on? The motor stops. Try to turn it on. It wouldn't turn on. All of a sudden, smoke starts coming out from underneath the hood. Smoke. I said, whoa, whoa. So I start getting my valuables out of the car. The car is on fire, right? So I start getting my valuables out of the car. A couple of good Samaritans tried to come by and help me. They weren't putting the fire out with no fire extinguisher. It was a real fire. So anyway, the fire trucks came. There was like four or five fire trucks. They shut down a couple lanes of the freeway. My car is toast. The bottom line is Geico is going to pay for a new one. I think so. So the bottom line is I'm happier than the pig in slop. But the bottom line is I was stressed. I mean, when your car's on fire and you're in it, that's pretty stressful. I just have to say that is pretty stressful. Know that about that. Stressful. Stick around for hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Of course, coming to you on Veev TV and WBC TV and Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel as well. Of course, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming up after the bias news at the top of the hour. Don't forget, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. If you want to tweet me, you can tweet me at Not Average Pedro. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. Stay tuned for hour number two, the impeccable one. Bailey Peck, take it away!
News. I'm Skip Kelly. Rising concerns among investors are driving global energy prices up. According to CNN, the primary factor behind the surge in oil and gas prices is the conflict in Israel and the apprehension that it might spread across the broader region, renowned for its oil production. An expert noted that despite the record levels of U.S. oil production, there could still be a significant disruption to supplies in the near term. Secretary of State Blinken met with Saudi Arabia leaders yesterday. Laura Winters has more.
It's vitally important, and I know that our countries agree, that we work together to make sure that, to the best of our ability, this conflict does not spread to other places on other fronts.
The Biden administration urging Israel to delay ground raids until there is safe passage for Palestinians looking to leave Gaza. Now, one American woman living in Israel for the past 8 years, Abby Ohn, telling Fox News her entire family has been kidnapped by Hamas. A 13-year-old girl with special needs, two 16-year-olds, a 50-year-old man, and an 80-year-old grandmother. The woman calling this a Holocaust and beyond evil.
Democrats' two-term hold on the governorship of Louisiana will come to an end next year after Republican State Attorney General Jeff Landry won the seat Saturday by capturing a majority in an all-party primary. Landry had more than 51% of the vote when the Associated Press called the race after 11 p.m., running far ahead on a ballot that featured 16 candidates, including Democrats, independents, and Republicans. Another nationwide healthcare strike has been averted.
Healthcare professionals nationwide are expressing optimism about the tentative accord reached with Kaiser Permanente. Caroline Lucas, the executive director of the Coalition of Unions, hails the agreement as a milestone.
I just want to say that every single one of our frontline healthcare workers who were here negotiating shared stories from the depths of their heart about how for them, providing health care to patients was a calling.
Union members will now vote on whether to approve the pending contract. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this?
low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 17-year-old boy has been arrested in connection with last week's mass shooting on the campus of Morgan State University in Baltimore City, according to officials. That shooting injured five people, including four students, during homecoming week celebrations. Police announced that a second suspect has also been identified in the October 3rd mass shooting. The 17-year-old, who was not named by police, was taken into custody in Washington, D.C. Police say the 17-year-old has been charged with multiple counts of attempted murder in the case and was scheduled to be transported to jail in Baltimore. A teacher was killed and three people injured in a French school stabbing. The knife attack occurred at a high school in northern France. The suspect, a 20-year-old former student of the school, has been arrested and was reportedly on a watch list of people who posed security risks. France's anti-terrorism prosecutor's office has opened an investigation into the incident, and one of the suspect's brothers was also apprehended. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is calling for the protection of civilians in Gaza. Blinken will meet with Egypt's president today. Yesterday, he was in Saudi Arabia. Mideast leaders are hoping to prevent a wider conflict. The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 0.4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. In comparison to the same period last year, there has been a 3.7% surge. These figures slightly surpass the predictions of most analysts. Remember the days of walking into your neighborhood Best Buy store for the latest DVD? That's about to be a thing of the past. The retailer is phasing out the sale of physical movies in its stores starting next year. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Pompito's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Coming at you from the Sports Byline Studios, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, hour number two of the Sunday edition, where it's coming to you on Sunday, October 15, 2023. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to hour number two. Of course, last night across Down Under, of course, in Australia, Tim Zhu, the reigning WB 154-pound champion. Of course, at one point in time, Jermell Charlo was the king at 154. He went to 168. Of course, he flopped miserably against Canelo Alvarez a fortnight ago. But last night, Tim Zhu, the son of Kasha Zhu, was in the spotlight against Brian Mendoza. Now, I thought that Brian was going to go down there and, like, upset the apple carts. Didn't happen that way, I guess. You know, there's something about fighting in other guys' countries. I mean, I know you can't get a decision in other guys' guy's towns. I used to fight in other guy's towns, other guy's states, this and that. You had to go out there and, like, knock the guy out twice to win, that kind of stuff. I understand that. But the bottom line is Brian Mendoza didn't have the power. He didn't have the boxing savvy, although I thought he did. I overestimated him, and I underestimated Tim Tszyu. That's the best way to put it. Now, on today's show, hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, I'm going to go into depth on one of the greatest boxing writers of all time. His name was Pat Putnam. He was with Sports Illustrated Magazine for 27 years. He was like the god. He was the godfather of boxing writers in the minds of a lot of people. Jack Fisk was really the godfather of boxing writers. He wrote a twice-weekly column for the SF Chronicle. Of course, I named my daughter after him, Jacqueline. But the bottom line is Jack Fisk, Jacob Finkelstein, he was the godfather of boxing writers. But on the big stage, it was Pat Putnam of Sports Illustrated Magazine. We'll talk about Pat Putnam, his impact on the sport, and the fact that he might have been the biggest BSer in the history of boxing after the break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forest Network, Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com. I keep going, but the impeccable one says we got to go to a break. This is Ring Talk.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Want even more excitement on game day? It's time to get on Prize Picks, the best way to win big on fantasy sports. Here's how it works. Just pick 2 to 6 players and choose more or less on their stats. If you get them right, you can win up to 25 times your cash. It's quick and easy to make your picks, and with fast and safe deposits and withdrawals, Prize Picks is the place to play this season. Prize Picks has awesome weekly promotions, and they're the only daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy, keeping you in the game even if one of your players goes down. Sweat it out, watch your entry update in real time, and continue the fun by making picks on second half and fourth quarter stats. Take your game day experience to the next level with Prize Picks. And right now, when you go to prizepicks.com/byline and use code byline, Prize Picks is matching your first deposit up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/byline with code byline for a 100% deposit match. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We get in this car, we're driving. We're hitting close to Texas. I said, let's pull over for the night. He goes, no, you just need to close your eyes for a little bit. I'll keep driving. And I'm like, macho. He goes, I'm okay. I won't go speed. I said, okay. And I fall asleep. I don't know how long I was closed my eyes, but it wasn't long. He taps me on my shoulder. He goes, hey, I need money for the toll. And I'm like, the toll. And I open my eyes and I see the border. We're on the line to the border into Mexico. I'm like, what are you doing? The patrol looks and they wait for us to go into the security check. And I'm like, it's okay, Macho, no problem. I'll take care of this. Let me talk. He goes, yeah, but that's not the problem. I got a little present in the trunk. I got a kilo in the trunk. And I said, okay, Macho, put the top down. Where it was a convertible, Jack. And I need you to do Macho time right now, right here. He puts the top down. He jumps up out of this car. He jumps onto the hood of this $90,000 Jag. And he stands up and he's screaming, where's Chavez? Everybody went crazy. The Border Patrol comes. Everybody started, come on, Joe. The Border Patrol guy passes me with a dog. The dog goes crazy. The dog starts barking and scratching. I look in the rearview mirror, and the Border Patrol takes the dog and hits him on the nose. He goes, shut up, that's Camacho.
Of course, I was under a car planting a GPS in Castro Valley last year. That's what I do when I'm not doing this thing. I'm a private investigator. So I'm planting this GPS on a car, right, these cheaters. So when I'm planting the GPS on the car, I look around. It's like 10 o'clock at night. There's nobody around anywhere. So I climb under the car, and I'm trying to get a good spot to put this, you know, magnetic GPS device on. Anyway, all of a sudden, I heard some noise. So some ladies coming down the street with this big old dog. This big old dog. So I pull myself under the car a little bit more, but the dog can smell when he can see me. Okay. So he's going, arr, arr, and he's like pulling away from her, trying to get me under the car. And I'm saying to myself, oh my God, the dog's going to eat me alive. Anyway, the lady goes, come on, you. So she sort of pulled the dog, much like that border guard pulled the dog away from Camacho. Of course, Hector Camacho died November 24, 2012. His murder is still unsolved. They arrested four or five guys, but the key witness disappeared. Disappeared in Puerto Rico? Really? 79-6, 38 KOs, never got knocked out in all of his time. Of course, fought guys like, damn it, Chavez, he fought everybody. Ray Leonard, of course, he beat Ray Leonard, had a draw with Yoriboy Campos in the second to last fight, and that was sort of an indication that the Macho Man was ready to go. But yeah, I do miss him without a doubt. Of course, talk about Hector, the Macho Man Camacho. U.S. silver medalist and lightweight contender Krishan Davis, of course, 10-0, 6 KOs. We talked about this earlier. A 10-round majority decision went over Nahir Albright. Albright, an opponent, 16-2, coming in now 16-3, 7 KOs. Scores were 95-95. One judge had it even. The other judge had 96-94, 64 rounds. And the other judge hit 97-93, or 7-3 in rounds. Now, Tommy Fury was in action last night. Tommy Fury being the guy that beat Jake Paul. I tried to tell them not to fight Tommy Fury. They wouldn't listen to me. I mean, I called Tony Holden, who's the promoter, the son of promoter Bryce Holden. He handles the Paul brothers, Jake Paul especially. So anyway, I called him. I said, listen, Tommy Fury is not the way to go. Jake Paul's an attraction. We'll keep him undefeated, blah, blah, blah. But Tommy Fury's not the way to go. But they pounded on their chest. They were macho. They were going to beat Tommy Fury. That was according to Jake Paul's father. Well, they lost. Anyway, Tommy Fury beat some guy last night. Tommy Fury is the younger brother of WBC and Linear World Heavyweight Champion Tyson Fury. Anyway, he won a 6-round majority decision over a YouTuber by the name of KSI. Who gives you? I mean, come on, why they do it? But the bottom line is, they made some money. They put this on pay-per-view, and people got paid underneath, so I want to give them some props. Logan Paul, the older brother of Jake Paul, he defeated some MMA fighter. Couldn't, you know, but the bottom line is, it's a show. It's not boxing. It's a show. Jake Paul's more of a show than he is boxing. Can he fight a little bit? Yes, Jake Paul can fight a little bit. The other guys, they couldn't lick a stamp if you wet their tongue. But the bottom line is, Jake Paul can fight a little bit, no doubt about that. Now, let's move things. Oh, November 24th, 2012. November 24th is my birthday. November 24th, 2012 is when the Macho Man was slain. Of course, he was in that car. They were doing coke. They were doing a line of coke. This was his undoing. I mean, I'm telling you, when Hector Camacho wasn't around cocaine, he was really, really a pretty cool dude. I mean, he called my wife one time when she was a bitch on the phone. She hung up the phone. I was talking to my daughter. She hung up the phone. Hector called her up. Say, hey, what the duck? What the duck? Anyway, so Hector, like, humbled her. Okay, but the bottom line is, he was a wonderful guy when he wasn't on coke. But when he was on coke, he was crazy. I told you about the time we were in Puerto Rico. I'm sitting there at ringside in Carolina, Puerto Rico, I think to be exact, or Bayamo, one or the other. Anyway, bottom line is, I'm ringside. I can't remember who I was doing it with. But anyway, we did the open. Camacho's going to be the main event, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I sit down. I'm doing these preliminary fights, put them on tape for the show later. And the promoter comes to me and says, guess what? we're not having a show. Say what? Say we're not having a show. What do you mean? Hector doesn't want to come. What do you mean Hector doesn't want to come? Hector's coked out in the hotel room. I said, what are you talking about? He's coked out. He goes, Pete, listen to me. He's coked out in the hotel room. I said, well, you know, I guess that's what it is. He goes, Pete, if he doesn't show up, you're not getting paid. I've been there 3 months. I've been in Puerto Rico for 3 months. Puerto Rico's a hellhole. Don't care what anybody says. Puerto Rico's a hellhole. A lot of crime. It's hot. It's expensive. The chicks working in the hotel bar, they get $7 an hour. Guess how much they charge for the drinks? $27. Puerto Rico is a ripoff, without a doubt. Anyway, the Macho Man, may he rest in peace. But what a character he really was. I mean, I can't say enough good things about him. But when he's on coke, as I said, I went to the back to the hotel at this fight card in Puerto Rico because he wasn't coming down. He went back to the hotel, and I banged on the door for about 10 to 12 minutes. At least it seemed like 10 to 12 minutes to me. Anyway, I'm banging on the door. Finally, he opened the door. He went inside, and he's got cocaine all over the dining room table there, sort of like a mini suite. And, you know, he's saying, well, I can't go. I said, you got to go, man. I said, you know the old lady. You know what the old lady's like. My old lady's a bitch. You know that. I said, if I go home with no money, I can't pay my child support, she's going to take my driver's license. She's going to make my life hell. Hector, you're going to kill me. You can't do this to me. So I put it like that, made me the victim. You know what I'm saying? Camacho, after a few more lines, he took one more line. Wham! He did a super huge line, right? Okay, I'm ready to go. So anyway, Camacho gets in the car. We go in and go to the arena. He fights Jorge Vaca, butts him in the first round. The fight's over in the second round. That is me and Camacho. Of course, Hector Camacho on cocaine. Now, let's change gears. Let's talk about... I go from the past to the future. I'm talking about the future of boxing. I think it's David Benavidez. 27-0, 23 KOs. Mike Tyson also agrees with me. We call him the monster because he is a monster. Let me take that. At 168 pounds, he's been the man for a long time. Of course, Canelo Alvarez was the champion at one point in time, but he never wanted to fight David Benavidez, even though he's been the number one contender for now for better than 2.5 years. Benavidez's problem was he didn't make weight for one fight, and he got popped on a drug test. So they're trying to use this old cocaine test against him. You know, come on, that was 2.5 years ago. He was doing blow. It wasn't during training. Not that he should be doing it, but what somebody does during when they're not training and not leading up to a fight, if they're not doing performance-enhancing drugs, you should just leave them the duck alone. I mean, that's their personal life. So I'm not trying to say cocaine is cool, but that's just the way I felt. Anyway, David Benavidez, 27-0, 23 KOs, of course. And, you know, the other guy, Demetrius Andrade, is 32-0, got about 18, 19 knockouts, like old dude, you know, getting long in the tooth, this and that. But Andrade's been the guy that's been sticking around for a long time and waiting for the payday, and nobody's really wanted to give him the payday. I mean, nobody wants to, because to fight him is like, you know, he's awkward, he's ugly, he fights ugly, but straight up, these guys are going to rock.
Now, and I'm going to get straight to it. Boo-boo. November, that's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Originally we're trying to make the fight happen with Munguia, and he backed out last minute, so we weren't able to make it with him. And now, like I said, I want to be a man of my word. I said I want to either get Boo Boo, Canelo, Munguia, what's his name, Morel.
Yeah.
And we weren't able to get Munguia, but now it looks like Demetrius Andre is going to happen. So that's a really good fight in the beginning.
Do you consider, at least on paper, do you think it would be a more difficult fight than Caleb Plant?
To be honest, I don't know. I think the only difference is that he's lefty. I feel like it's the same type of fighter. But I feel like once, I'm just too strong, too big and strong for him. I feel like once they see, just like happened to Caleb Plant, like once we get to the middle, in the middle rounds, I start to take over. And I see the same thing happening this way.
Do you feel like this is more of a Arizona fight or like a Las Vegas?
So I think it's going to be either Las Vegas or California, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
David Benavidez, of course, the fight will go down, no doubt about that. David Benavidez and how can I put this? Demetrius Andrade, as I said, long in tooth, but he's going to come to fight. He knows this is his day in the sun. If he doesn't shine, it's time to walk away. But the bottom line is, when we look at the 168-pound division, of course, Canelo Alvarez, he's 60-2 with a couple of draws. He's 33 years old. Benavidez is 26 years old, 27 and zip, as I said, 23 KOs. But get this. Canelo Alvarez wants to fight Jaime Munguia, who's 42-0. He's got a bunch of knockouts, but the bottom line is I don't know if he could have beat me in my prime. I mean, he's just not very good. 42-0, but he's fought 41 cab drivers from Tijuana. How many cab drivers that couldn't fight? I mean, just couldn't. I mean, they gave him titles at 154 pounds. They gave him titles at 160 pounds. They gave him a title of two different weight classes. The World Boxing Organization, they say, hey, you have our vacant title. That's not nothing for me. I can't pound on my chest to say I've been a two-time world champion. Somebody gave me the title if I didn't win it. You got to go out and win things. Anyway, Jaime Munguia, 42 and zip, is rumored to be the next opponent for Canelo Alvarez. That's what Canelo's doing. He's had two marked time fights already. The first fight, of course, with John Ryder. And he went 12 rounds with that, let the British guy look good on the day that the king was anointed. Of course, that was what Ryder was all about, was going to 12-round decision. This distance, he didn't want to get hurt. Of course, after that, you know, he goes 12 rounds with Charlo, and Charlo does nothing. So that's 24 rounds of absolutely nothing out of Canelo Alvarez, and then he wants to take on Jaime Munguia, another 12 rounds. So 36 rounds of BS straight in a row from the pound-for-pound king from Mexico. He ain't the pound-for-pound king no more, folks. I think he's lost it. Stick a fork in him. It's time to say goodbye to Canelo Alvarez. Now, who is the face of boxing? Still vacant. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. 800-433-0539. That's 800-433-0539. Paid for by Fix My Student Loans.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
All religions are good. I wrote something once. It says rivers, lakes, and streams. They all have different names, but they all contain water. So does religions have different names, and they all contain God and the truth, only expressed in different ways, forms, and times. What Jesus taught was good. What Moses taught was right. What Buddha taught was right. What Christian taught was right. What Isaiah, Lot, Noah, God has always sent prophets to different people at different times with messages for those people, and people have decided to choose those prophets as their leader. If the person follow Buddha and do what Buddha said, they'll see God and believe it. If a person follow Krishna and live what he preached, he'll be good. The religion itself, the religion is right, but the people who follow religion ain't so right.
Muhammad Ali talking about religion, of course, himself a devout Muslim after 1964, converting to the Nation of Islam after being a Christian. Of course, he talked about the fact that he wasn't treated well in church, things like that, because there was white churches and black churches back then. And, of course, the greatest Muhammad Ali, may he rest in peace. I miss him. You know, I think about him not every day, but a couple times a week. You know, some of the memories I have with Ali sort of pop up and they come to the forefront. They just do. I mean, I really miss him. Speaking of guys that I miss, this guy was an excellent boxing writer at one point, Tom. I think he was, I talked about it earlier, the godfather of boxing writers. In fact, one point said Michael Katz, formerly of the New York Daily News, one of my heroes in the world of boxing as far as boxing writers are concerned. At one point in time, Michael Katz, they called him Dogging Katz. That's what he was called in the column of Michael Marley. But Michael Katz was with the New York Daily News. Michael Marley was in the New York Post. Wally Matthews was with New York Newsday. And Phil Berger was with the New York Times. So anyway, Michael Katz said, quote, talking about Pat Putnam now, the former Sports Illustrated writer, of course, the icon. He was the finest boxing writer of his generation, maybe the best since A.J. Liebling, says Michael Katz. And the unfortunate part of that is, in the eyes of many people who never knew him, Pat Putnam's legacy could turn out to be not his lifetime body of work, but as a creator of an alternate universe in which he represented himself to be a Marine Corps veteran of the Korean War who spent 17 months as a POW. He was lying. Pat Putnam was lying. But guess what? Here's what you guys don't get. These old writers, when you got together with them, Pat Putnam, the guy that, I can't remember the guys with AP Sports and this and that, but all these old-timey, these old-school boxing writers, when they got together, they were all drunks. And that's what they did for the most part. They drank before the fights, after the fights. They would drink during the fights if you give them booze ringside. Some promoters did give them booze ringside, so they did drink ringside sometimes. But the bottom line is, Pat Putnam was like the legend of legends. I mean, when you would get, like, Sports Illustrated, I mean, it was Pat Putnam for 27 years. He was the boxing writer. And Pat Putnam was checked by Sports Illustrated time and time and time again. When he did a story, they would call the source and see if it was verified. I don't know why they were trying to double and triple check him, but they double and triple checked him for 27 years. So any of the stuff that he wrote, I thought was straight up and legit. But the fact that he lied about being a POW in the Korean War and this and that, 17 months as a POW, could have told you, come on, 17 months maybe married to the wrong woman as a POW, I can get that one. But you don't lie about being in a prisoner of war camp in the Korean War, and that's just what it is. So shame on Pat Putnam for that. But when I look back at Putnam and the weight that he carried, the dude walked in the room. I mean, Jack Fisk was like this as well. There were two boxing writers who could walk in the room and everybody would say, not ooh and ah, but they would sort of stop and take note. And I wasn't one of them. It was Jack Fisk and Pat Putnam. These two guys were the old guards of the boxing world. I mean, Eddie Schuyler, of course, was the AP writer. He was an old dude as well. But the bottom line is these two guys were like the veterans of the boxing world as far as journalism was concerned. So it was either Pat Putnam or Jack Fisk were considered the number one and number two writers in the game. That's just the way I looked at it. That's the way most historians look at it as well. But Putnam BS'd his way all along. So do you take away from that? I mean, I'm sort of like blown away by that one. I don't know how to handle that one. The Pat Putnam thing, I don't know. I really don't know how to handle it. So I'm just sort of let that one go. But I thought I would report anyway. Gennady Golovkin, somebody said to me, is Triple G going to come back? It's time for him to go. He's like 41, going to be 42 years old, of course, coming to us out of Kazakhstan. Hasn't fought since 2022. Of course, that fight almost a year and a half ago. I take that back. A year ago. Against Saul Alvarez, of course, September 2022, a 12-round decision loss to Canelo Alvarez. Of course, Canelo is 57-2 at the point. Now Canelo is 60-2, and Gennady Golovkin is 42-2-1, hasn't fought since, 37 years old, 37 KOs. He's like, got to be like, listen, Russian fighters, and I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but Russian fighters and Cuban fighters lie through their teeth about their age. They do. They come over here, and they're like, the guys can shave at the age of 11. I mean, that's how much you're lying about their age. I'm seriously. They're like, you're shaving at 11. That's what some of those Russian fighters and Cuban fighters. Now, how do I know this? I worked a couple camps with Cuban fighters, and they sort of copped to the fact they were lying about their age. And I think Joel Casamure, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist out of Cuba, originally out of Cuba, of course, a United States citizen now, I think he was older than dirt. I mean, he was 10 years older than that. This is what I thought. Of course, when you see these guys perform, in the amateurs, this and that, that's not fair. You got man versus kid, that kind of good stuff. So I thought the Cubans, that's why they prevailed so well, and they did so well in the amateur games, because of the fact that they were men and the other guys weren't. Now, let's go back to the big fight. Tyson Fury and Francis Ngannou, of course, the big fight meaning because the heavyweight champion of the world will be in action. Anytime he steps into the ring, the title is on the line. I'm telling you. Now, if he fought Bailey in the other room, I think he'd beat Bailey, okay? I do. I think he'd probably beat me, probably. But I don't think he's going to beat Francis Ngannou as easy as everybody thinks. I mean, people say to me, oh, well, one guy's a boxer, the other guy's not a boxer. Yeah, but he's a fighter. And he's been hit with four-ounce gloves pretty hard. He's been hit on the ground. I mean, this guy's been hit. So I don't think he's going to fade and fold like some cheap pup tent against Tyson Fury, because Tyson Fury is big and fat. And that's all Tyson Fury is to me, a big, fat dude. He gets himself in decent shape, but for the most part, he's just a fat guy. I mean, he's sort of built like a fat woman. Sorry, you know, small in the chest and big in the ass. That's just the way, I'm sorry, but that's just the way Tyson Fury is built. So he is a linear world heavyweight champion, of course, going to take on Francis Ngannou. Of course, that's going to go down the 28th of October. And at the same time, they're planning this fight with Oleg Usyk. That's got to be, I think it's going to be December or January or something. But they've got it already signed. So one fight signed and the other fight's not taking place yet, which sort of leads you to the suspicions that maybe the first fight's going to be fixed. I mean, that's what you got to think when a guy plans a second fight. You got to think about that. Why? Is this thing some type of fixed event? I mean, who's going to want to pay $89.99 or whatever it is, $90 to watch Francis Ngannou and Tyson Fury hook it up if the fight's not on the line? And guess what? Fights, you know, this fight's going to go down in Saudi Arabia. Nothing, no commissions over there. Anything could really happen. Am I trying to say this fight's going to stink? I don't think it's going to stink, but I think that for as long as it lasts, I think it's going to be intriguing. I think it's going to be intriguing. And then if one guy gets tired, I'm talking about Francis Ngannou, if he gets tired, he will get lit up like a White House Christmas tree, because Tyson Fury can hang for a few rounds. If Ngannou doesn't shoot his wide right around wide away, he's got a good shot of winning. As back to the face of boxing, Gervonta Davis, I got a couple of yeah, I'll go back to that. You know, me and Tommy D talked about that earlier. Of course, talk about the face of boxing. It's really vacant right now because Canelo's not the face of boxing. I mean, people want to say that because they got to stay in Canelo, but the best fighter in the world right now is sort of up in the air. I mean, Terrence Crawford, based on the Errol Spence fight, you want to give him credit for being like beating up a 38-year-old Muhammad Ali, because that's what Errol Spence looked like, a 38-year-old Muhammad Ali, void of any reflexes, void of any speed, void of any footwork, void of any coordination. What can I say? He was void of everything in that Errol Spence. Now they're talking about enacting this rematch in December. I mean, why would you want to see a guy get run over by a car the second time, especially when a car ran him over the first time and then backed over him, sort of like Suge Knight style? He did. Crawford ran over Spence, then he backed over him with the car. I mean, he double killed him. So why would you want to see that again? Errol Spence doesn't live the greatest life as far as lifestyles of a warrior, of a boxer, and that kind of good stuff. He likes to play around, and I get that, man, but you made enough money in that first fight where you go walk away at least in the condition you're in right now. And I think if ever there was a guy that was a candidate for chronic traumatic encephalopathy, CTE, it's Errol Spence. After being tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour, I mean, come on, man. They wouldn't listen. If he suffered those kind of injuries in a boxing ring, he'd never fight again. Never. They wouldn't let him nowhere near a boxing ring. But because it happened in a car accident, no big thing. Just take your regular physical and you're cool. And they took the regular, they didn't give him a regular physical. But the bottom line is, I think he should have been checked out neurologically. I mean, when you look at Earl Spence and the fact that he couldn't do, and you could tell him, he was telling his body what to do, and his body was saying, I ain't doing it. I ain't got nothing. No. You're in this fight without me. He was in that fight. I mean, basically, he had nothing. Absolutely, he was impotent. If it was a sex act, I mean, he would have never got off the deck. He just wouldn't. So at the end of the night, they want to do this again. Why would you run it again? I guess for money. But the bottom line is, Crawford needs another way out, because he doesn't want to do the Jermell Charlo thing at 154, A, because I don't think he can think Charlo can make 154. And B, he says Charlo stuck to join out against Canelo. He don't want no part of that. Can't blame Crawford on that. I'll say one thing about Crawford. Omaha, Nebraska, not the biggest boxing city in the entire world, but he's forged a name for himself. He's undefeated, won titles at 135, 140, and 147. He may deserve to be the pound-for-pound fighter in the world of boxing right now. Or Gervonta Davis, of course, he's won some titles in multiple divisions as well, as has Nonoa Inoue. So who is the best pound-for-pound fighter in the world? Who is the face of boxing? It's vacant right now. This is Ring Talk, live worldwide.
or a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/byline and use code BYLINE. That's code BYLINE at prizepicks.com/byline for a first deposit matchup to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
One last question. At the end of your life, whether it was Allah who was saying it, Elijah Muhammad, or whether it was something that someone wrote about you after you'd gone, what's the thing you would most like people to say about your life? He was a great champion, or what? What would you like people to think about you when you've gone?
I'd like for them to say he took a few cups of love. He took one tablespoon of patience, one tablespoon, teaspoon of generosity, one pint of kindness. He took one quart of laughter, one pinch of concern, and then he mixed willingness with happiness. He added lots of faith, and he stirred it up well. Then he spread it over a span of a lifetime, and he served it to each and every deserving person he met.
Muhammad Ali, thank you very much.
The greatest of all time, without a doubt, is said porn. Cassius Clay in 1942, changed his name in 1964, and the world has never been the same, without a doubt. Of course, the most prolific personality, the most prolific person on the planet Earth, I know because I traveled around the world with him. Everywhere we went, people like, time stopped. I mean, people stopped. We went to the Beijing airport. People were freaking out. I mean, they were absolutely freaked. The first time we went there in 93, we were absolutely freaked out in the airport. Like, everything came to a stop, okay? And, of course, at one time we were driving through the Chinese countryside, of course, in a train. We had our own private train. He said, stop the train. And we stopped the train, and these people came out of the village, and they had no teeth. They were like hillbillies, Chinese hillbillies, right? And yet they knew who he was. A couple people fainted. I kid you not. They couldn't believe it. Muhammad Ali stops his train in the middle of China. Of course, I had to strong-arm the train driver, and that almost got a little physical. But the bottom line is that was precious moments. I'll never forget that time. Now, last night I thought there was a bit of a – how can I put this? I thought it was a bit of a stinker last night as far as the decision was concerned down there in the – in Australia. I'm talking about Nathaniel May, who came in. I thought he was a pretty good fighter. Of course, he came in at 26-2, I believe. Now he's 26-3 with 13 knockouts. Jason England came in with a decent record as well. I think he had lost one fight, and they scored the fight 96-94 and 96-94 for England and 96-94 for the other guy, so it was a split decision. But I had it 97-93, solid for May. 7-3 in rounds. Of course, they called this some type of bogus title fight for the Australian title. But at the end of the day, the guy got the shaft. I thought he just got the shaft. Anyway, as I said, Tommy Fury beat that YouTuber last night. As far as the future of boxing is concerned, will there be a lot of freak shows? I think freak shows are going to happen because of the fact that fighters aren't stepping up. I mean, Benavidez has got, I mean, he's been screaming for Canelo or a decent opponent for a long time. He's got to take the guy that nobody wanted to fight in Demetrius Andrade, okay? Then Noah Inouye, he's got to make his mark here in the United States. Of course, he's fought here before in the United States, but the bottom line is he's got to come to the United States and make himself a star here in the U.S. before he can say that I'm the best fighter pound. Why am I saying that? You just have to. You have to appear on American soil. I'm sorry, it's part of the criteria. But you have to appear on American soil to be the world champion. I believe to be a true world champion, you've got to appear on American soil. You got to defend that title around the world. Noah Inouye is pretty comfortable at home. Let's see what happens when he starts taking his act on the road. So Inouye should be anointed maybe as one of the best the best fighters pound for pound in the world. But as far as the rest of the list is concerned, you know, I'm not all that up with anybody. I'm really not. In fact, if you look at the entire world of boxing right now, Gervonta Davis is the guy that really wants to. I think he's really the guy that's exciting. I think anybody else really, really brings it. I mean, Ryan Garcia, I thought was going to be the next coming of Oscar De La Hoya, the Golden Boy. He turned out to be the Golden Whatever, you know, right? But he left his game at home, didn't he? What kind of stuff was that? The second round, he got knocked down, and then he got stopped by a body shot. Then I'm telling you, if I hit Bailey in the body with my fist as hard as he got hit. I'm talking about Ryan Garcia. Bailey wouldn't go down. Nobody would go down. The only reason why Ryan Garcia went down was he had a bad rib. He had a rib injury, and Gervonta Davis had a spine in the camp. So they knew. They knew going in that Ryan Garcia was hurt, okay? And then Ryan went down in the second round when he got his world rocked. Of course, never really was in the fight. I don't think he ever came to fight. I think that Ryan Garcia came to not get hurt and to get paid. That's all he did do. I mean, at one point in time, I thought he was going to be, like I said, the future Oscar De La Hoya. Man, De La Hoya, you guys don't realize it, but Oscar De La Hoya, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist, I mean, he was the pound-for-pound king in boxing. He fought everybody. I mean, people say, oh, Oscar was a puss. Oscar was no puss. Oscar fought everybody. Oscar went from, like, 130 pounds, where he took on, you know, some schmoes at 130 and 135, of course, won the lightweight championship. 140, won the super lightweight championship against Julio Cesar Chavez. Went to 147, won the championship at 147, went to 154, won the title at 154, won a title at 160. But then he got thwarted by Bernard Hopkins, who's considered one of the greatest middleweights of all time. So there was no shame in a junior welterweight or a welterweight naturally stepping up to 160 and losing to Hopkins. So De La Hoya, in my mind, has got to be one of the most valuable players in the game in the past 25 or 30 years. I mean, 1992 Olympic gold medals, now a promoter. People don't like the fact that, you know, he's had some issues with drugs and he has some issues with booze, and he was a cross-dresser, got caught cross-dressing by me back in 2009 or something like that. But, you know, listen, people do weird stuff when they're on cocaine. They do. And cocaine's a hell of a drug. That's why Rick James said that, because it's a hell of a drug. Of course, Oscar De La Hoya was doing a whole lot of drugs. Now, back to the world of MMA just for a second. Somebody said to me last week, you know, you've totally dogged the UFC. You don't cover them anymore. You don't mention them. All you do is kick Dana White in the teeth every chance you get. I said, yeah, okay, so tell me something else. What else do you want to know? I mean, because that's just the way it is. I don't care much for Dana White, and I don't care much for his product. And the reason being is that guys are getting hurt, and they're not getting paid. And why do I say that? Because it just happens. I mean, you get $40,000 to get your ass kicked in a UFC fight, and you can't fight for a year or something like that. Come on, what is that? What does that tell you about the UFC? There's no health insurance. We've talked about that in the past. There's no health insurance. Dana White does nothing for you whatsoever. But then Dana's a piece of work. Of course, on top now, we've got guys like, you know, how can I put this? Dana White tried to turn the UFC into the WWF with a little bit of boxing. He's using a little bit of Don King, a little Vince McMahon, and he's put his act together. But as far as, like, being a man of I just don't like him. I don't. I mean, when you think of all the stuff that he's done, the fact that he's put guys in the octagon hurt and told these guys, guess what? If you fight, you know I'll take care of you. This and that. Dana White ain't taking care of anybody, care of nobody. I mean, Dana White sort of reminds me of Donald Trump. You know how faithful Donald Trump is to his people? Not at all. So that's why I don't bring up Dana White too much. If I do at all, it's always just to kick him in the teeth. Sorry. Bottom line is, let's go back to last week's fight. Zerto Ramirez, of course, the former cruiserweight eliminator, former light heavyweight champion, 45-1, scored a 10-round knockout over Joe Smith. He wants to be the guy at 200 pounds. Okay, good luck on that one. You're a big dude to begin with. Of course, I thought he was always fighting 25 pounds lighter than he should have been anyway when he was fighting a light heavyweight. But he's 45-1 now, 30 KOs. Joe Smith, time to stick a fork in him. He's 28-6 now, 28-5 with 22 KOs. Now, the best fighter pound from the world, people keep telling me, I keep getting texts here, man. No, I'm not going to. You got to listen. Mexican fans are in love with Canelo. They think Canelo is like the second coming of God. I understand that. He's your hero and all this kind of stuff. But guess what? All heroes, there comes a time when their shine starts to fade. And Canelo's been fading for a long time now. Of course, he lost a fight to Bivol. It wasn't even close. Talked about wanting to get a rematch with Bivol. Never was serious on that one. Come on, he never was serious. I mean, Bivol said, you know, they've talked. They've never called us. They never called us. Bivol even said he would go to 168 pounds to fight him in a rematch. And Canelo didn't call. I mean, come on, what more can you do? He could, I mean, outside of castrating himself before the fight, Bivol did everything he could to make the fight happen for the second time, and Canelo Alvarez wanted no part of it. He went with John Ryder, and of course, then his last opponent, Jermell Charlo. We all know what's happening there. As far as 160 pounds concerned, the Russian fighter looks good. Janet Beck, you got to give him some props. Back to 147. Got to give the king his due. It's just Terrence Crawford, Omaha, Nebraska, without a doubt. I said a three division champion. Looks like he set it for a rematch in December with Errol Spence. It's probably ill advised for Errol Spence, but then Errol's not the smartest guy in the world. He's just not. I mean, I don't know what more to say, but Errol's just not a smart guy. If you want to come back after taking that kind of beating, after making that kind of money, you want to come back and do it again, either you're already brain damaged or I don't know. I just don't know. Anyway, back to last week's fight. I didn't mention this once, but WBA featherweight champion Lee Wood was successful. He knocked out former two-time IBF champion Josh Warrington. Josh Warrington is one of those guys that comes to a gunfight with no knife, comes to a gunfight with no guns. He's 31-3, 8 KOs, 1 draw. You got to be able to punch in this game. Guys that can't punch even a little bit, they're at a disadvantage in every weight class. That's why guys with limited knockouts don't win titles for the most part, because if you can't punch, guess what? You're not going to reach the upper echelon of boxing. That's just the way it is. Now, somebody shot me another one? Okay. Wilder's been off since the Helenius fight. I think he beat Robert Helenius in his last fight. Deontay Wilder was supposed to do it with the fat guy. I'm talking about Andy Ruiz. That didn't happen. They were talking about Wilder maybe doing another Dance with Fury, but nobody wants to see that happen before time. The promoters aren't into it anyway. So where is he going to go? I don't know. It's sort of like he's must-watch TV. I mean, without a doubt. I mean, Deontay Wilder is must-watch TV. I mean, of all the heavyweights you out there, he's a guy that either gets knocked out or knocks people out. He's a guy that you want to watch. I think at the end of the day, I think he will come back eventually. But at this point in time, he's old. I think he's almost 38 years old now. Of course, a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist. He's been around a while. Heavyweights don't last that long. Yeah, you think of George Foreman, Muhammad Ali, the snap. But look what happened when Ali stuck around as long as he did. Look at the condition he died in. I mean, he was almost like, I don't want to say retarded, but, he was like a vegetable. He just was. I mean, Wilfredo Benitez, of course, considered the Bible of boxing, 140-pound champion, won the title at 140 pounds junior welterweight at 40 years old, beating Antonio Cervantes, okay, of Colombia. Then went to 147. I think he beat Carlos Palomino, 147. His best fight was at 154, and he knocked out Maurice Hope in one punch and then knocked Maurice Hope's two teeth out. But if you look at Wilfred Benitez's day, and they call him the Bible of boxing, I keep seeing all these ads every week where the Boxing Society on Facebook and this society on Facebook and the great fighters, and they're all bringing up these pictures of Wilfred Benitez and what he looked like in the 1979, 1980. Bring up what he looks like today. Bring up what he looks like today, because the guy can't get out of bed. The guy can't touch his face with his hand. He is totally gone. He's devoid of any motor skills and nothing. He can barely eat. They have to feed him by mouth. They feed him with a fork. He can't eat from boxing. the Bible of boxing, considered the greatest defensive fighter of all time. How can you say that? How can people say that? Because when I ask people, who do you think was the best defensive fighter of all time? They come up with Wilfred Benitez or Pernell Whitaker. I think Pernell was on top, without a doubt. Of course, in 1984 Olympic gold medalist Pernell Whitaker died a couple years ago when he stepped in front of a car when he was inebriated. That was Pernell's problem. Pernell was a drunk. How can I say this? I knew Pernell. I mean, we used to hang around together. We'd go to fights, come after fights. I see him in Atlantic City a couple of times, in Vegas a couple of times. Remember after the Meltzer-Taylor knockout, when he got knocked out by Julio Cesar Chavez in 1990, that 12th round fight ended in that epic ending, of course, with referee Richard Steele waving off Meltzer-Taylor after Meltzer-Taylor was looking at his corner man, Lou Duva, instead of looking at the referee. But I remember dealing with Pernell afterwards. In fact, I talked with Pernell for about 45 minutes at the post-fight press conference. He was flying all over the place on cocaine. I know he was flying on both. He was all blowed out. But anyway, later that night, of course, I went to see the Delphonics with Evander Holyfield. But back to Pernell Whitaker, the best fighter defensively, without a doubt. I mean, people say to me, you know, Devin Haney's pretty good. Come on, Devin, none of these guys got anything on Pernell. Pernell was that good. I kid you not. Pound for pound, he is the best defensive fighter in the history of boxing. And guess what? He didn't get all punchy in this kind of stuff. He wasn't beating around at the age of 12 years old like Wilfred Benitez. In fact, I want to arrest Gregorio Benitez, who was Benitez's father, for child abuse because his father, he put his head in the ring with Pep world champions, Esteban de Jesus, guys like that. I mean, come on, you got to be kidding me. He's at the age of 12. Because the kid could fight a little bit, you put him in the ring at the age of 12. But look at the damage he did to his brain. Look at him now. And guess what? Not only did his father ruin his career and put him in all these bad fights he shouldn't put him in, okay, but he also stole all his money. So Gregorio Benitez, I know you're dead, but may you not rest in peace. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241, 242. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
The Great Earthquake, back in the days when HBO comedy kicked ass. Of course, those were the days when HBO was the network. Nobody I know has HBO anymore. I don't have HBO anymore. Do you have HBO? He does. The impeccable one has HBO because I guess his father has it in the other room. But the bottom line is, if his dad didn't have HBO, nobody would. When they lost boxing, I think HBO lost a good amount of their fan base. Of course, they made a decision, as did USA Cable. I remember when USA Cable had the number one show. The number one show on the network was their Tuesday Night Boxing Series with Sean O'Grady and one of the Albert brothers, okay? But that was their number one show on the network. So this chick becomes the CEO of USA Cable, and she decides to get rid of the number one show. I mean, where does that come from? I don't want to have boxing on my network. Anyway, the number one show she got rid of course, they tried to rekindle that a couple times. The late Mike Acree thought myself and Sean could do something, go back together and try to put us together. We broadcast a couple times together in the past, but the bottom line is Mike Acree died, and it never happened. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, the USA Cable was probably the greatest thing to happen to boxing for a long time. Tuesday night fights weren't always the greatest fights, but they were a Tuesday night where you could sit at home, whether it was 9 o'clock on the West Coast or 9 o'clock on the East Coast, delayed on the West Coast. You got to watch the fights every Tuesday night. You got to be entertained by Sean O'Grady and that crazy Albert brother. But at the end of the day, of course, a CEO took over, and that was the end of that. It's much like HBO. I don't know how HBO made a decision when they got rid of Seth Abraham and Ross Greenberg and people like that. Of course, then moved Larry Merchant out the way. You sort of knew that boxing was on its way out as far as HBO was concerned. And, you know, I remember Prentice Bird told me, he was a co-founder of the Kronk Gym in Detroit with Emmanuel Stewart. We and him are walking in the 1990s through some golf course in Cincinnati, Ohio. And he says, you know, Pedro, think of this as the world of boxing. So what are you talking about? He goes, we're walking through the graveyards now. You'll never see another Duran, Leonard, Hearns, Hagler, that kind of stuff. It's gone. I think he was right. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My producer today is the impeccable one, Mr. Bailey Peck. I want to thank him for his time. Of course, I want to thank you. I want to thank the people down there at Vive TV, down there in Dallas, Texas. The Jackamans, both Double J and Daniela, thank you so much. Until next time, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing.
I feel so bad, yeah. I feel so blue.